Patient name, Mike Foster, date 1/24, 2013, date of birth 8/13, 1963, age 49, years, referring physician, Stacy Jansen, MD, Peel. Chief complaint, evaluation and management of pains and aches in the feet and in the knees, going on for the last few years and getting worse, period. New paragraph, history of the present illness, a 49-year-old white male with the above complaints, period. The patient mentioned that his complaint started in the feet, then they are involving both knees with pain and swelling, period. The above complaint more or less comes in episodes that interfere with his walking, period. Patient has no difficulty with the hands, elbows or shoulders, period. Patient also has no significant difficulties with his lower back, period. Patient had lab work that showed the uric acid to be markedly elevated to 12.5, period. New paragraph, patient also appears to have chronic hepatitis, most likely related to NASH, with chronic elevation of SGOT and SGPT, and also he has hyperlipidemia with marked increase in triglycerides up to 1080, period. Patient had rheumatoid factor that was mildly elevated to 15.6 and the SID rate was elevated to 53, period. New paragraph, allergies, penicillin, period. New paragraph, medical diseases, arthritis as mentioned above and history of hypertension, period. New paragraph, surgical operations, non-major, but he had a laceration of the left thumb due to a machine cut incident that was sutured without any complications, period. New paragraph, medications, meloxicam, water medicine, blood pressure medicine, and some pain medication, period. New paragraph, occupational history, patient is not working since the year 2008, and before that he did various jobs, and according to him, he was standing on the cement practically through all his jobs, period. Patient continued and he had to be independent in the activity of daily living, period. New paragraph, family and social history, alcohol drinking only occasional, period. Patient used to drink alcohol till 10 years ago, period. Cigarette smoking, none, but the patient chews tobacco, one can per 2 days, period. No history of illicit drugs, period. Father died because of diabetes, mother is still living. Age 67, without history of arthritis, period. Review of systems, macro 6, period. New paragraph, physical exam, general condition, an overweight white male who is walking without significant discomfort, complaining of pains and aches in the feet and the knees, period. New paragraph, blood pressure 130 over 90, pulse 70, respiratory rate 12, temperature normal, height 65.5, weight 239 pounds, period. New paragraph, macro 1, macro 2, and macro 3, period. New paragraph, musculoskeletal exam showed the following, period. First, both feet and ankles showed mild tenderness at the first MTB joint and mild swelling, period. Ankles were normal, period. Second, knee joints showed tenderness and small amount of effusion bilateral, period. The flexion range of motion is mildly reduced, period. Third, shoulders correction. Third, hips did not show an active arthritis period. Fourth, hands and wrist joints showed mild osteoarthritic changes at the first MTB joint period. The hand grip is well maintained period. Five, elbows were normal period. Six, hip joint correction. Six, shoulders were essentially normal period. Seven, examination of the cervical, dorsal and lumbosacral spine was unremarkable period. New paragraph, lab work, uric acid was elevated to 12.6, rheumatoid arthritis factor was mildly elevated to 15.6, SID rate elevated to 53. Liver function tests showed the SGOT to be elevated to 75. Upper limit of normal is 40, SGPT elevated to 73, upper limit of normal is 44. Hepatitis A, B and C were negative. Total triglycerides varies between 498 and 1,080. Assessment and emulation first. Hyperuricemia and gouty arthritis period. Second, osteoarthritis period. Third, positive rheumatoid factor, weak, but doubt that he has rheumatoid arthritis period. Fourth, abnormal liver enzymes, most likely related to NASH. NASH period. Five, hyperlipidemia with marked elevation of triglycerides period. New paragraph, treatment and recommendation regarding to his musculoskeletal complaints. He was advised to continue meloxicam. He was started on Uloric 80 mg once a day and Colcrest 0.6 mg twice a day period. Patient mentioned that he has no financial means to buy those medications, but will try to get them through the charity program of Mercy Health System. Period. Patient can return in 1 to 2 months or as needed. Period. Thank you for the referral. Copy to Stacy Jensen, MD. Period.